Yo, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to yet another episode of the Brent Mukai Podcast. It's me, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Thanks for stopping by, you sweet, sweet mukuleles. All of you, Brentologists, all of you, I don't know, Brentimus Primes, you know? The League of Extraordinary Brentlemen. Drank a lot of soda on that one gulp. Anyways, welcome. I got some news, and this is going to be a shorter episode. This is going to be a short episode because I gotta go. First of all, I'm coming from the studio, which is why I couldn't stream this earlier. Coming from the voice actor studio, did a wonderful intro course. It was a lot of fun. Good times all around. Everything cool, all bright, everything, right? Shit's good. Second of all, what else? Second of all, I am meeting up with my buddy Paul Mattingly later on tonight. We're going to be checking out a show. I don't know what the show is. I think it's like a clown show. He told me what it is. Those of you who know me from the Ice Cream Social, that means something. For those of you who don't know me, then you're like, oh, what's going on? Hey, dude, I'm at workshop practice. I have to concentrate on the soundboard, but I have a good podcast. Thanks, Nikki. Appreciate ya. Yeah, I guess I didn't really even think about it. Think to ask. What's going on? What are we going to be doing? Let's see. It's a circus variety show, so that could mean a lot of different things. We'll see. We'll see. Right? We'll see what that means. I'm assuming a lot of funny acrobatic stuff and, you know, just the whole nine. So that'll be fun. Where do I begin this? So I got cast to be in a Sex and the City musical parody. So my friend who I knew from 50 Shades of Grey, the musical parody, for those of you who don't know, I was an understudy, but to the main role of Christian Grey in the 50 Shades of Grey musical parody. And my co-star in that, who played the lovely, I forget her name already. The fuck was her name? God, what was her name? I did that play. I memorized a whole play of 50 Shades of Grey. I can't remember her name. That's dumb. Anyways, I keep wanting to say Emily, but Emily is not the name of the girl. Wonder if it is that new show they mentioned on their show. If so, it sounds cool. They're going to have a great time. Perhaps. I'm not sure if it is or not. I don't know. So this show is interesting because, and I did get permission to talk about this. So the writer of the show, which is two former members of 50 Shades, the musical parody. Fuck, dude. Why are words just escaping me today? They wrote this play, this musical. They asked me months ago if I'd be willing to go in and do like a table read. And I said, sure, yeah, that sounds cool. Oh, man, I can't make it. Can't make it. It's fallen on a similar weekend as another gig that I booked, so I apologize, I can't do it. They said, okay, fine, cool. We just want to, you know, we'll probably get this off the ground at some point, but we're just getting started with it. And I say, okay, fine. Then last month, around this time last month, I get a call from the girl who played Val, or the girl who played, shit, what was her name from 50 Shades? If any of you are a 50 Shades fan, what is the name of the main girl? I can't remember. Anyways, she calls me up and she says, hey, what are you doing in October? Blah, 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 whatever day it is. I say, I don't have anything going on. What's going on? She said, we're going to be going to perform this 50 Shades thing. I said, oh, wow. Have you done the table read yet? She says, no. It's a long story, but we've pretty much got it all, like, settled. This play, this show is going to, like, go get off the ground. It's going to happen. I'm probably the only lady to not watch 50 Shades. It's all right, Gossamer Goddess. You know, it's like, oh, okay, well, you're gonna be performing this? What? She tells me that there's this big convention happens in Arizona. One of the shows that she was a part of for a very long time was basically like, she pitched it to them and they said, we'll take it. And they said, how soon can you show it to us? And she said, we're still working it. They said, okay, well, can you film it? She said, well, we're still taking it. You know, and thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it. We just chilled out and freaking... So apparently, like, the show is already sold. Like, they're wanting it. It's all they want. Like, they've been wanting it. It's perfect. Awesome. I'm going to go do this. And we're not in the same boat as a lot of these other people who are going around to, who are going around trying to sell it. Like, it's they already want it. We're going to just give them a taste of it and show them that everything's cool. And the cool part about this is that it's not like a show. Like, I would not want to be in a full-on, like, 5 nights a week, 6 nights a week show. Like, that is not what I want right now. Like, I love the freedom I have. I do not want 6 nights that I'm being tied up. Like, I like where I'm going. I'm already busy as fuck with all the studio stuff. I want to go all in on the voice actors studio. You know what I'm saying? I want to be all in with them. And I am. But, so this, the way that the structure is going to work, I guess, is that they do these pop-up shows around the country and, you know, potentially around the world, I guess. And so from what it sounds like, I'll just get a call. It's like, hey, you want to play Atlantic City this weekend? You want to be in the show? And I'll fly out there. They'll fly me out there and I'll go get to do the show. And there will be several multiple people that play my part, several multiple people that play all the parts. And each weekend we just meet up and it's like, oh, okay, cool. And we all know our parts. We know and understand our parts in the show. It's all quite uniformed. And so boom, we just do it. And that sounds like the most fun because I love to travel, but I don't want to I like traveling, but only when there's something to do there. If I am having a job someplace, I love traveling. That is what I've figured out. If I am just traveling alone, I am saying, Tom, you know, chilling in the woods, man. There's dinosaurs behind me. Shit's going good for me, man. You know, I'm just here. I'm out here. I'm killing it. You know, it's interesting because that's the perfect, and I made sure I was like, so you're telling me that with like no commitment, I have zero commitment to this, but if there's a weekend that I'm free up, I can get paid to go do this show in another city and get paid to travel and see parts of the world. Holy shit. That is a goddamn dream to me. That is a fucking dream. That's what I'm working toward. I want to get good enough at voice acting and voiceover so that I can, you know, become a teacher and do panels. And, I want to get into animation. I want to get into video games and do all that stuff. But I have that plan that I like, you know, I want to do panels. I want to be at Comic-Con. I want to be at, you know, whatever British people have that they call Comic-Con, comic fun times, cheerio. I don't know. I'm not great with words today. I'm a little tired. I've been working hard, man. I've been going at this hard, and I feel like I've been going at this hard and seeing results of going at it hard, and it's just making me feel good. You know, this is the hardest I've ever gone, and here I am. Let's see, how many auditions did I do this week? I did. Well, let's talk about this. I did 73 auditions in 2 days. So I did 30 on Monday. I did 43 on Tuesday. 73. Then I did 17, so I did 90. 105. 130. 130 auditions this week. And that's not including if I choose to do any tomorrow. But BrexitCon. Figured it was worth the shot. It's been on the news forever. Always staying relevant. Oh, I shouldn't show this damn logo. Until they sponsor me, of course. But nah, I'm just fucking happy, dudes. You know, I'm just chilling. I'm here. Things are kind of popping for me. Like, I'm putting out all that content. Little scary thing on TikTok. The last few days I have not gotten the same amount of traffic. But it's sort of my own fault because I've been experimenting for one. I've been trying to see if putting out two videos a day is hurting me. It looks not hurting me, but the second video never gets as many views. And maybe it's a timing issue, so I'm trying out different times, you know. I'm playing with the data. I'm trying to hack the system here, but I've figured it out. And then today, I just didn't post at the time that I posted last time that it went viral on a weekend. And I guess that matters, because I posted at the same time that I post on regular days. So, you know, I'm trying not to let this affect me. I think I've done a good job of being aware of when it has affected me. But, like, it's hard. It's hard to not, like, have my brain focused on the likes and not set that expectation for myself, you know? You need a label that says something crazy to put on your cans, like a can cozy, maybe. Oh, man, that would be funny. A can cozy. Oh, man. Sweet release of diet root beer. Take me away. Man, yeah, so the TikTok stuff, you know, this is my first hit of, like, viralness ever. Like, I've never had videos that, like, actually are like, oh, wow, this really hit, you know? And so it's been very exciting, and I'm figuring out that I really enjoy making this dub content, these dub videos, you know? And so, yeah, I'm playing around. I've started making some Naruto videos also, and, gonna start making some My Hero Academia, videos as well. And here's the reason why. This is my, like, genius idea, right? Is I just keep seeing Naruto and My Hero Academia icons for the people. Like, the little icons keep popping up. And these kids are using pictures of Naruto and My Hero Academia on, like, a great big scale. So I'm like, okay, so it's not just Pokemon. You're liking it. You're following me because... So I looked at all of my followers and I'm like, oh, like, half of these icons are either the kids themselves or the other half are, like, a picture of My Hero Academia or Naruto. Those are, like, the two most popular ones. So I'm like, obviously they're gonna like this if they're putting it as their profile picture. So I'm like, okay, cool. But, man, it was crazy because, like, a few days ago, I got, like, 100 followers in one day. And I was like, oh, it's here. It's finally here and it's happening. And I'm starting to realize it doesn't happen like that. Ugh, burp. It does not fucking happen like that. I had the viralness once. I had to get some penicillin. Oh, gossamer goddess. You slay me. Girl, my hat keeps hitting the microphone. Do you hear that, audio listeners? Man, what if I just had the mic like this, huh? That's probably not good. It takes up more of the space, and I don't like it. I'm getting a new desk soon, so hopefully that will help out a little bit, because I notice that every time I lean in, I cast a shadow on myself because it's the arms in this position. But with this new desk, I think it'll work perfect. I just thought you were excited by my clever humor. I was excited by your clever humor as well, Gossamer Goddess. Some fun stuff. So yeah, so it's going to be an exciting night tonight. I'm chilling with Paul. After that, at midnight, which I do not want to fucking do, but that's the only time, I'm meeting up with some buddies, and we're going to be practicing for that show that I can't talk about that I'm going to be in. So, yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're like, another show, a different show? Yeah, this is a TV show that I'm going to be in, or a TV thing. I don't think I'm at liberty to say anything more about it, so I won't. Scoopstronaut, what's going on? Some kisses for you, homie. So yeah, we're going to be practicing that tonight, some shit, and, I don't want to do a midnight, I don't want to do a midnight practice. I'm fucking tired. I don't want to do it. And after the show that I see with Paul is over, I'm probably going to fucking come home and produce more content. It's probably exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to create more content for myself to post later. Just tell us when it's on so we can watch. You will definitely hear from me. When it's all on and good. So, yeah. Man. Going to meet up with my buddy Paul Mattingly. I'm glad it was very nice of him to invite me. It was very nice of him to invite me out. So, yeah, I got to meet up with him pretty soon. I just want to Google how long it's going to take me to get to the SLS. Let's see. Oh, 15 minutes. That's not too bad. Okay. I got some time. That's what I like about Vegas, is that on the weekends, it's like there's hardly anyone out on the roads. Paul's a good guy. Yes, he is. I'm a big fan of my boy, Paul Mattingly. Just a nice dude. Just a good guy. He shouted me out on Facebook. I was very like, oh man, what a nice guy. What a cool thing to do. If you have not heard their podcast, I would highly suggest it. Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Ha. Yes. The Paul Man. It's a Paul order. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You know it. So there it is, everybody. There it is. There it was. Here we are. I'm trying to think I don't know how short this podcast is going to be. I feel like I got all the info out so super fast. It's like, yes, Sex and the City musical. Yes, I'm going to be a guy in Sex and the City musical. Scoopstronaut, what is the name of the girl from 50 Shades of Grey? What is her name? Do you know? Please tell me that you know, because it's been driving me crazy and I refuse to Google it. If you're listening to this, you're probably screaming at me right now. If you're listening to this after the live fact, you're probably like, it's Natalia or whatever. Anastasia, yes. Thank you, Anna. Anastasia Steele. That was exactly... No, you got it. You nailed it, Scoopstronaut. You fucking nailed it. Not every time can be the gold. Have to make us earn that gold. Yeah, I mean, today was just like news, you know? Today was like news. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've been doing. I had a big rehearsal for the Sex and the City musical thing. So we just did that on Thursday. That was a lot of fun. Been booking some work. Had an international client reach out. Booked a thing. And I, I was at the rehearsal and they were like, we need this right now. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a session. Sorry, guys. Oh, no. But then they were like, our client is up our assholes right now. We need it. And I'm like, no. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Jesus. Oh, no. Ah. You know, I'm afraid. I don't want to upset these people. These people are... If you choose me for your audition and you say, we like the sound, we like this, but it was just the worst timing because they hit me. If they had hit me any earlier, I could have laid it down before I left for rehearsal, but they hit me as I was on the way to the rehearsal. The rehearsal was like 5 hours. So it was like, you know, yeah, you know, y'all know how it goes. Do you know how it goes when you're shitting bricks trying to not upset somebody that hired you for a job, that hired you that morning for a job and needed it quickly turned around because their client was up their ass, you know? Like, I feel bad and I know there's nothing I can do. I was very upfront with them. I was like, yo, I'm in a session until this time, but as soon as this time hits, I will get this to you. But it all worked out. I got out of rehearsal a little bit early. They were very gracious to let me do that. Man, did that suck, though. That's the first time something like that's really happened to me. Because a lot of other times I'm able to, like, oh, let me send this to you or get this into you for this or that, you know. And usually they're pretty flexible and they don't need it, like, right now. These people, like, needed it right now. So it's like, ooh, geesh, you know. So, good time to be in demand, yep. And I'm sure I'm going to be running into stuff like that constantly, which means my schedule organization is going to have to be immaculate. You know, I'm not super organized in life, but I've gotten really good at being very organized at my scheduling. I think it's out of necessity, but I've gotten very fucking good, like, at using Google Calendar and my calendar and all that shit. Like, I have... gotten my game up. My game is up on that shit. If you know what I'm saying. I'm up there, folks. And I'm trying real hard to be good. You know, I'm trying real hard to get good. For a young guy, you're a young guy, you gotta learn as you go, you'll get there. Yeah, I know. It took me this long to figure out to stop fucking around. Start pushing out the content and good things will happen. It's already happening so much faster than I thought. I was ready for like a month, 2 months to be like, yo, oh, something finally blew up on TikTok. Cool. I got spoiled that within the same week, within 4 days of me posting content, one of them blew up, gave a shit ton. Hey, Scoopstronaut. Oh, you are the best. Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know why the sound didn't go off there. Oh, maybe the sound did go off. Maybe my headphones weren't turned up. But thank you for the sub, Scoopstronaut. That is super nice. Give you some Brent kisses and some Brent naughties. Brent kisses, Brent naughties in there. You know what I'm saying. Super nice of you. Thank you. So... just excited for all of that tomorrow. I thankfully, like, today was stacked, homie. Like, I woke up, I pushed out more content for the stuff because I got too tired. I was just like, I was sitting in front of the computer screen last night just like, what is going to be funny content? And I kept like going through these episodes and being like, nothing here is fucking funny. And I'm just like, oh, and I tried to make one and I was like, this just is not even that funny. But I still pushed it out and was like, okay, cool, I made one. And then I just downloaded a bunch of content that I need to and songs and stuff that I need to create the content. And then, so I'm getting all the assets together that will make it easier for me. But then this morning I woke up and pushed out another 2 videos that I'm very proud of. Let me show you them if this thing will allow me to show you. Will it allow me? To show you, that is the question, huh? Geesh. I wonder. Here we go. This is the way to do it. Let's get rid of that, shall we? I have to set it up on the fly here. Here we go. Here's I would love your feedback. What the fuck do you think about this? Right? For those of you listening, you can listen to this hilarity. All right. You can just imagine in your mind, but I made some Naruto content here. This is one that I made.
I'll show you all I'm a really good ninja. Ha!
Whoa, you turned into me? Holy shit. That's fucking hot.
I'm so useful.
All right, so that's one of them. I'd love it. That's going to be coming out in just a moment, just probably in the next couple days. This is another one I created.
You guys, I give up. I don't want to play hide and seek anymore. Are you over here? All right, I'm leaving.
I can't believe you didn't fucking find us. There's like 40 of us here.
45, actually.
All right, that's probably coming out in the next few days. I don't like that one that much because none of the main characters are in it. So it's like, what is that? You could totally see the thumbnail of that and not know what show it is. And part of the appeal is knowing what the show is. This one's probably my favorite one of them all. You're getting all the sneak peeks being here live with
12 years ago, a nine-tailed fox suddenly appeared, and he was a huge douche because he kept going on about how, like, One Piece is the best shown in anime, you know?
It's 900 episodes! I don't have time to watch that!
Yeah!
All right, so that's dumb. I'm going to throw on the subtitles and... Or not subtitles, but, you know, I'm going to polish that up, do all that stuff. Oof, oh, damn it. There we go. All right. I was trying to figure out, like, hey, is there some way for me to do this? Is there some way for me to show you all, like, what I'm fucking working with here? And the answer was yes. I just needed to work a little harder. Good stuff. Thank you. I'm glad. I hope it's funny, you know, because, like, I'm releasing this shit, and I'm just, like, it's making me laugh, and that's my golden rule. My golden rule is if it makes me laugh... I have a good sense of humor. That doesn't sound like a huge doucher, but I have a good sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? Eric, what's going on? Moleskin Pants, take him backstage. What's going on, guys? You're a goof. I am a goof. I'm like, yeah, I'm goofy. So that's going to be what it's going to be, you know? You're talking to no one. I know, little birdie. Well, I'm talking to people on Twitch and Facebook, so you can't see them because you're on YouTube. But anyways, we're chilling. And, man, fucking excited. My video game came out, which I'm the voice of. That's never going to be not exciting to me. I'm fucking... booking voiceover work left and right, which is fucking cool. And I'm just happy about life, pushing out this content, feeling good, proud of you. Thanks, Scoopstrat. Hey, appreciate it, homie. So yeah, I will catch you all on the flip side. Shh, we're playing hide and seek now. They know we're here. I know all of YouTube Live knows that I am talking to real people on Twitch. So guys, if you want to follow me, support me in this journey, then check me out across all social media, Brent Mukai, BRENTMUKAI. Hey, thanks for watching. If you're listening to this, subscribe to the podcast. You know, most of you are listening, and that's fine. Have a good night. Tell Paul we say hi. I will. I'll say Scoopshnot, Gossamer Goddess. They say hello, he'll be like, yes, they do say hello. I don't know why I went lower. When Paul's kind of up here, Paul's kind of like, I don't know. I can't do a good Paul impression. I don't have a Paul impression in me. Perhaps. I think that's like the one. I don't know why I imagine Paul just saying perhaps all the time. Anyways, hey, love y'all. I'm quiet on the channel. I mostly talk to you. Well, Gossamer Goddess, hey. Well, thank you. I feel good about that. He might feel sad. I will say Scoopstronaut says hello then. I will say hello. But yo, thank you so much. Thank you. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you. And hey, peace be the journey, everybody. Take it easy, and I will see you on Wednesday.